Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
How do you feel about the experience you had with him? You have months later now to process everything. How do you feel about the time that you had with Matt Eberflus?
Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught!
Oh, no.
Oh, this is
game, no.
Disaster in the making here. You're going to have to do something when it comes down to this play. Incomplete, and the game is over. Completely botched at the end by the Bears.
Yeah, it was great.
Was it great, your year with Matt Eberflus, Caleb Williams? He said it on Wednesday. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. What are you smiling about over there, Groot?
I don't know. I guess that's just my reaction when Matt Eberflus comes up. I don't know really what my face looks like right now, but I guess
smirk.
That's my...
Yeah, it was great.
Smirky smirk.
I guess that's just knowing how it all went down and being present for it all and seeing it in real time.
He was traumatized. That's really what that was.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'm just trying to... I'm smiling to hide my hurt.
Because he heard the clip.
Trauma.
But he also, when he heard it, even though it was only in audio form, he also saw it in his mind.
100%.
I did. And that's actually part of why, and I've talked about this on Take the North, which Dan and I will record a fresh episode
today.
Yes, we will. We did one yesterday.
Will it drop tonight or will it drop in the morning?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure if we drop it tonight or on Saturday. And actually, Dan is going to have some really good stuff with the offensive line coach, Dan Rochar, about one of the Bears' offensive linemen. So you should most definitely listen to it. But the one thing I'm saying, and this is not necessarily the theme of the topic that we're going to do here, but I do hope that, of course, you can boo Matt Eberflus. I hope that he doesn't get killed, though, at Soldier Field and trash, because guess what? He already has. We all killed him. Jalen Johnson crushed him last year. He was fired during the season for the first time. A Bears head coach, right? They made him do a Zoom before they fired him. We have put this man through the ringer. Yes, he was a bad coach for the Bears. I hope he is not... like, just crushed it. So he does not deserve that because he's been through it already.
The firing and the process and him having to do that Zoom, that was not cool.
I forgot about that.
That's
what I mean.
I was on Lawrence's podcast at the time, and he deserved better.
He's taken his beating.
He deserved better. Here's the other question, though. Matt Eberflus returning to Chicago as the Cowboys defensive coordinator, and it does kind of go to the topic because we're all kind of asking, how do we handle this?
Yeah.
Like, how do you receive it? You had to ask Caleb Williams about it because that's what we do. We don't ignore topics. Caleb Williams, therefore, is allowed to say whatever he wants. That's why we ask the question. It's not like we're dubbing in his answer. So, and when I say dubbing, I mean like, you know, putting in a different statement than what he actually said. So that's fine. And we know he got asked about it as well. It's just, you're right. This thing played out in real time.
Mm-hmm.
The divorce was basically a formality. Now, I do think he deserved better in how it went down at the end.
Very public divorce.
100%.
Well, and just having to do the Zoom, it was so unnecessary. But here's my other question. When exactly in the game would there even be time to boo him?
Well,
because that requires the Soldier Field camera to be on him, and then they show him on the Jumbotron or something. I doubt that's going to happen.
And they're not going to announce the assistant coaches. So you're right, Layla. And there's enough to boo about with the Bears as they are presently constituted now.
How do you think you're going to get to the opportunity where that would even happen?
It's a great point. And hopefully the Bears, they act accordingly, and they're not putting him up on the video board.
Wait, I have a big question here. Is he a in the booth guy, or is he a sideline guy?
Well, he was a sideline guy, of course, with the Bears.
No, I'm saying with the Cowboys.
That's a good question.
Because if
he's
in the booth,
on the sideline.
There's no chance. But if he's on the sideline, he will absolutely be booed. And here's how. He'll come out, people will see him, and it will be organic. People will see him.
Yes.
Somebody will boo him. Other people will realize what's happening. And then it will spread like wildfire through at least that section of the stadium.
He is a sideline guy.
Okay, then he's getting booed.
So. Yeah, but it's going to have to be an individual effort.
Yeah,
Mark, I couldn't disagree with you more, though.
How much do you want to yell at Matt Eberflus is the question.
Yeah. If you're a Bears fan, why? You have to boo him. You have to
boo
Matt Eberflus.
Of course you can boo him. I'm saying you can't do what Detroit fans, dumbass Detroit fans, Robbie, did to Ben Johnson, where it was practically, it was personal to them, and it got out of control by all accounts and everybody that I've talked to.
If I'm a Bears fan, therapeutic, I would tell Matt Eberflus to F off as well. If I'm a Bears fan, the amount of pain he put you last year, I would tell Matty.
No, Robbie,
it wasn't just him.
Yeah, it wasn't just him. Not only was it not just him, that pain continued long after his departure. I want to point that out. Why do you feel like you deserve to make someone else feel bad? I know misery loves company, but why do you feel like you deserve to make someone else feel bad just because you're unhappy? That's what's wrong with this world today. People like Robbie Triano.
By the way,
it's just sports.
He's already been booed. He's already been fire-floosed by the crowds at Soldier Field. It's already been done. And quite honestly, like I said, I don't think Bears fans are, because they don't have time for it. They're at a critical juncture in this season, being 0-2. So if you're going to get it over with, get it out of your system, but it just can't be a theme throughout the game.
No,
that's all.
815 says, Grody, we boo our quarterback after a 3-and-out. We boo our new shiny head coach at halftime. Flus is going to get it Sunday.
No, you're right.
And then the Twitch chat had a good point. They're how would you know if they were just shouting Flus or something?
That's true. And I get it. There's a standard for Bears fans, and Bears fans are angry, and the Bears fans are scared. So when those two are together, yes, it's going to – I've seen opening of the season boos back in 2019. They were booing Mitch Trubisky after, I think, the first two drives of the game.
There were some bad misses.
Absolutely. I'm not saying it's unjustified, but I'm just saying, I guess I get preemptively uncomfortable for Flus.
I think the bigger point is we talk about Matt Eberflus's what will be a dramatic return to Soldier Field on Sunday as the Bears take on the Dallas Cowboys in the big game, the prime afternoon spot game, the national television game. Listen, here's the bottom line with this. When Flus comes back, you would hope that because we all have short attention spans, the booing will not last long. But at the same time, I'm less worried about that than I am the Bears winning the toss, deferring, the Cowboys scoring, the Bears coming out and going 3-and-out. Let me tell you something. I know it'll be early, but if that happens, tell me Bears fans won't be booing that offense.
I sincerely doubt the likelihood of the Bears going 3-and-out based on what we've seen out of their last two games.
I hope you're right.
The last two games, they scored a touchdown.
But didn't you just say third quarter 3-and-out?
No, first quarter.
Marky Mark wasn't listening well. Sorry.
So you heard what we had to say. What? Other than it was great, and then Caleb Williams moving on like a smooth as glass politician. What else has been said? Let's start with DJ Moore.
I don't know. He might throw a lot of curveballs at us, but knowing him, he do his own concept. So we're going to see a bunch of that, hopefully. And then hopefully you're throwing some man in there so we can go after him.
DJ, is it a little awkward to see him this weekend?
No.
Do you feel like you guys are better prepared just having Wentz against this defense every day in practice for 2 years for you?
I feel like I know the defense pretty well, so exploiting that is going to be good. And then we just all got to hone in on the game plan and just do it.
No.
So did Russell Wilson.
That no had a certain tone to it. That particular no.
That was no. Bad. That was Weider. I love that. Weider and I get some of the most interesting responses out of
DJ. Is it a little awkward to see him this weekend?
No.
It's because he could have said, like, no, it won't be awkward. Or no. There was no intonation in his voice. He dropped it down to a monotone level of no. Like,
you weren't going to get a, quote, it was great, end quote.
Oh, no. DJ. Was great. I don't want to mischaracterize DJ. He might have meant that, honestly. Like,
no.
No, I think he meant it. Yeah. My point is, I think he did mean it, but he wanted to let you know I'm all business on this particular answer.
I'm all business on it, but he also, like, if DJ is going to criticize anybody or be critical of, and I'm not saying he has been, but it's going to be the offensive guys. Flus did not really affect DJ Moore's life a whole lot, even though, you know, HBO wanted you to think that Matt Eberflus had this huge hand in what the offense was doing.
No,
and
Mark,
what Caleb Williams was
that's
doing.
Also punishment.
No,
the Bears had never been on Hard Knocks, and they all had to be on it, and emphasis on had to be on it.
I hope they're never on it again.
Like.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I disagree with that assessment that, you know, he didn't really affect the offense. Let me tell you something. At the end of that Washington Commanders game, and to know what your head coach said about certain plays that just common sense football, you talked about sensibilities, not just of the fans, but sensibilities of the players, to say, oh, it didn't matter. I think he says that affected us because we lost the game because of it.
No, fair. But that's
all of us.
I mean, yes, but I think he's right. Part of the problem was he didn't affect the offense. Like, that's my issue with it. Let's listen to what Matt Eberflus had to say in Dallas about being asked about how he dealt with last season.
There's always something going on up there, whether it's people questioning game management, assistant coaches leaving. There's always something going on. How did you kind of manage those things?
Yeah, again, that's part of being a head coach. You know, that's what it is. You know, you're always going to get questioned on certain decisions, and you got to put your best foot forward there.
He's right. It's part of being a head coach. I thought that was a good answer. Not exactly spicy.
The question is funny.
Yeah, he's not spicy.
The question's hilarious. There's always something going on up there. I'm sorry. What happened to your team that you cover? There's nothing going on in Dallas? Nothing.
It's almost as if a Bears...
Green Bay just magically got a new guy?
Yeah, maybe a Bears reporter planted that question in the head of that Dallas reporter. That does happen, by the way.
But don't you
feel
like...
There's always something going on up there. Whether it's people questioning game management, assistant coaches leave.
He's not wrong.
No, he's absolutely right.
He's not wrong.
But every week, that was the original, please lose normal. Please lose normal at some point in time, and the Bears just didn't during that 10-game losing
streak. I feel like Matt Eberflus is better prepared to work in Dallas based on being the head coach in Chicago.
Well, also, nobody's questioning the skill set of him as a defensive coordinator.
Right.
Like, that stands on its own.
Better
role. Nobody ever said you were a bad defensive coordinator.
He has a homer.
Perhaps people have, but, I mean, I'm saying, like, that's not my feeling about it. I thought he was very capable of that job.
It's like Matt Nagy going right back to Kansas City. It was like, yep, you always got a place here, man.
But Matt Eberflus has a bigger role.
Truth.
Like, that's the thing, is Eberflus has a bigger role in Dallas than Nagy had in Kansas City after he went there after Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, he has a resume that says he is capable of being a decent to good defensive coordinator in the National Football League. So, yeah.
312 on the text line. The crowd will boo when the Cowboys win, and the Cowboys defense puts Eberflus on their shoulders like the end of Rudy.
So the scenario is already played out there. We have a plot. Let's listen to, we heard Caleb Williams say it was great. So what did Matt Eberflus have to say about his time working with that quarterback?
What did you think of your time with Caleb Williams? And then what have you seen from him on the two games this year?
Yeah, like I said, you know, I really cherish the whole time that I was there and my whole coaching experience. You know, and then, you know, for Caleb, you know, really it's just working through the process of his second year. You know, working through the timing and the rhythm of that offense. And you can see that, you know, going forward, game 1, game 2, game 3. And that's where it is.
Matt Eberflus talking about his time with Caleb Williams here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. And like, what do they want him to say at this point? Like, it's that's what makes it funny, right? Because there's only so much he can say now in this role, getting ready to go back to Chicago. I wonder what's going through Matt Eberflus' mind.
But you know how it is.
Yeah, that's the question.
We're not, like, on paper, the quote is one thing. It's how they say it that matters. It's how all of them say what they're saying that matters the most.
And it will save the real stuff for the deeper dives that get done and that already obviously have been done, which is why we all kind of smile and laugh when we hear Caleb Williams's reaction, moreover, what Matt Eberflus is saying. But it really is going to be interesting to see what Matt Eberflus dials up against Caleb Williams, because damn right he knows every single thing about Caleb Williams, and he knows the weaknesses. He knows what he is incapable of, no matter what you want to say about Matt Eberflus. So this is going to be interesting between Ben Johnson and Matt Eberflus. And Ben Johnson has said it before, like some of the toughest games, when he came here in his introductory press conference, some of the toughest games he said were against the Bears and going up against, not last year, going up against Matt Eberflus's defenses.
I guess the biggest argument here is that Ben Johnson is much better equipped from a personnel standpoint, at least he should be, to face Matt Eberflus than in those previous matchups, just because of how injured and how awful the Cowboys' defenses looked.
Well, I also think it has to do with these are two different reasons coaches moved on. One, you're right, the breakup was going on in front of us during the season. Like, if there was any grieving to do, the end of it was just a formality in a way. And I think, unfortunately, everybody knew that. And in the opposite case, Ben Johnson leaving to Detroit felt like a betrayal to fans. That's what happens, though, with successful teams. Their assistants move on and they get promoted. I know that's not something that we get to talk about here, but I feel like that's something that happens elsewhere. I agree with Kevin Fishbane when it came to the concept of that was a perfect storm. Dan Campbell said in Detroit, they had to win that game. We had no idea the effect of Micah Parsons on the Green Bay defense to that extent. And I already said this. You know that. I was on the record as saying they're already adding to what was considered a top five defense in a lot of ways. Now, it was just outside of that at sixth, but in other areas, five, six, somewhere around there. So for me, I knew it was going to be a force multiplier having him on that defense, but we didn't know to what extent. So that was the jump for the Lions from game one to game two. This is a Dallas team where he thought he was going to have Micah Parsons. He doesn't. They're trying to see if Jadeveon Clowney still has any gas left
That's
in the
crazy.
Tank. We just saw Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards against that defense. This is an opportunity.
Where's Ken Clark been? Doesn't it sound funny? Like, so different. Like, he's Kenny Clark, but you say Ken Clark, and it's like totally different person.
Ken Clark, a.k.a. Yeah. Clark Kent, yeah, the way he's played.
Well, right. You took out 33% of the syllables.
I did. Yeah, that's huge.
that does.
Look at you doing a lot of math in this segment. I like
affect it.
Yeah. Wow. Syllables. All that good. I just hope that this is not another week where I'm talking about, like, my theme has sort of been worst case scenario through these first two games.
And it's happened.
Right. You put the 52 up, and you know the nightmare of going back to Detroit, and then the first game losing to a rookie quarterback and blowing a lead at Soldier Field in the opener where everybody's excited. Let us not. The worst case scenario would be here is that Flus just puts on a show with his Dallas defense,
which very well could happen. Of all the people who I think could still be able to do something with Jadeveon Clowney, he's one of them.
Maybe.
He's
not going to be able to play a full boat like Jadeveon Clowney. There's no way.
Who's calling a better game on Sunday? That's what it comes down to. Who's calling a better game, Matt Eberflus or Ben Johnson?
I can't wait to see.
And that's it, because they actually will go up head to head. You know, there's that part of it, too. We want to let you know, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas is the place to be, as if you didn't know, for football fans, September 26th through the 29th. Spiegel and Holmes will be broadcasting live that Friday and Saturday from Circa at Stadium Swim, and then staying for the Monday reaction show after the Chicago and Las Vegas game. So join the score for an incredible weekend, September 26th through the 29th at Circa in Las Vegas, Chicago's football headquarters. Log on to CircaLasVegas.com to reserve your stay today. Coming up next on Raheemy Harris and Grody, we talk about the Cubs, who unfortunately had a scary scene happen in the game against the Reds with Moises Ballesteros, and they could use his bat. So we'll examine that, and also almost being no hit. That's all coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's the pitch.
Ripped. Oh! This one hits Ballesteros in the helmet. Ball ricochets to right center, retrieved by Friedl. He throws to second in time for the force. That's out number three. Is Ballesteros okay?
Yeah, that was rough last night in Cincinnati for a few reasons. We called it the hangover lineup, and poor Moises Ballesteros was the victim of an unfortunate turn of events. Cubs avoid getting no hit. They lose 1-0. Hunter Green throws the 18th complete game in Major League Baseball this year. Just an absolute gem, but we knew the Cubs weren't necessarily planning on a W there after the celebration in Pittsburgh. They wrap up the playoffs, clinching spot, as we've mentioned. But Moises Ballesteros, whose bat the Cubs absolutely need right now, especially as Kyle Tucker remains injured, was involved in a really unfortunate turn of events, is the best way I can describe it when you consider what happened. He is on first base. Nico Horner, or Pico Armstrong, rather, hits a base hit, and unfortunately, Ballesteros is off first base enough. If you're looking at the field from the batter perspective, for example, like you're watching TV, he's to the left, so he's towards second base, and the ball goes right into his head. Thank God he had a helmet on. But let's listen to all the different calls of this, because you're trying to process it real time as you're watching what happened.
Oh, my goodness, that may have gone off the helmet of Ballesteros, who realizes he's got to run. It could be a force at second, and it is, and I completely understand Ballesteros being completely thrown off there. My gosh, I hope he's okay.
Pues sí, fue muy padre. Impacta aquí. Oh, man. Le dio a Moises Ballesteros. Va a ser sencillo, Moises.
Rip. Oh!
Hard. Oh, my goodness.
Pues sí, fue muy padre. Impacta aquí. Oh, man.
Oh!
Hard.
Oh, oh, man.
That's the only response. That is the only response
the
one can
have.
So it's guys we know, Adam Amin, Zach Zaidman, and Miguel Esparza. And each of them feeling the pain when we saw it happen. And he didn't, Pico Armstrong, you could tell, was visibly shaken up when it happened in the fifth inning. Ballesteros didn't look right. Like his facial expression didn't communicate peace.
I thought he was concussed because the way he was shook up. But I was like, I guess you'd be shook up whether you were concussed or not. And then he stayed in the game. And I was like, I guess he's all right.
Hunter Green. You saw him like stand on his hips and kind of wince. Yeah, Mark, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, I love the, like, one of my favorite parts of sports is when there is humanity involved. And PCA, like, all he was worried about was Ballesteros. Hunter Green, who had an unbelievable last night with, you know, obviously complete game one hitter, he's worried about the guy in that moment. But yeah, I'm glad that we played all those, because it is, there is no, it's like when Daniel Hardy made that hit in the first game on special teams, like when a play, sometimes is the only response that you could have. So that was great. Good stuff there, Robbie.
We were also just trying to examine the pain. You know, it's at least we wouldn't be doing this if it was more serious. And we're still trying to figure out maybe if today there's a different story. But after the game, he reportedly had checked out okay. So that seemed to be the case. Thank goodness the helmet was on. But I wouldn't be surprised if maybe take the day off today if you need to. Put him in the concussion protocol like you did with Owen Casey if you have to. That's absolutely the case.
Well, it's funny that you bring up take the day off, because I was convinced they were going to have a lineup in there that was reflective of a bunch of guys needing a day off because they just clinched a playoff spot. But they went with the A-plus lineup. And, well, Hunter Green clearly did not care what kind of lineup. But I wonder what kind of effect that had on them. And Ellie De La Cruz, by the way, is just an awful shortstop. His 26th error. That's how Moises Ballesteros got on base to begin with.
It's always hard for me, because when you have tremendously good athletes playing in the infield, because they're so good, because their ability is so strong, I think a lot of times the errors come from them not knowing how much zip they've put on a ball on a throw to first, for example. Tim Anderson comes to mind for me in that way. Marcus Semien comes to mind for me in that way.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, because everybody wants, like, if you watch the draft this year, and it's some of the baseball draft, it's every single player drafted is a shortstop. Now, is every guy actually a shortstop? No. A lot of times they're third baseman, actually, or they're outfielders. But so I think that's sort of a nod to, we'll give you a crack at it. We'll let you try shortstop, because everybody wants to be a shortstop, but you're not. You're a shortstop at every other level in your life, but when you get to the bigs, there is some separation that has to occur.
Yeah, it's just like the shortstop is the equivalent for quarterback.
Yeah.
Coming up, like, the best athlete, more times than not, is going to play either shortstop or quarterback. Or if you're the best athlete in your school, you'll play both. And
right. And
so you get to a higher level, college, and then, okay, now you're a third baseman, or you're a wide receiver, or you stay at shortstop and quarterback. But then at the pro level, that's where we separate the elite defenders and athletes.
It's a good question at the top. Wasn't Moises automatically out?
No, it hit the glove.
Because of a fielding error, yeah.
Spencer Steer's glove, right?
Yeah, hit the glove before it hit his helmet. That's why he was not out.
Worst part about it for the Cubs in that moment, and I was trying to get clarification in the moment, but I understand everybody was trying to make sure Ballesteros is okay. Is that a hit?
No, it's a fielder's choice.
I know it is, but the ball went into center field. So it's like, in a no-hitter, I'm just like, hope he's okay. But is that a hit? Is the no-hitter over? And so
if
it was fascinating.
If he reaches second base, it would have been a hit. But because they got him out, it was a fielder's choice.
Right. But did you know that in the moment?
Yeah, I knew it in the moment, because you could tell that it deflected. So what was interesting, cool, and annoying all at the same time is the angle that we saw the hit happen. When the ball's hit, they were using like the catcher's cam or whatever.
Yeah.
So the original angle of the live action hit was from behind the plate. So it was harder to tell exactly what happened on the initial live action hit.
Gotcha.
But I could see that the glove was outreached and it tipped the glove and then hit him in the helmet. On the replay, you saw like a better angle of that. But that's where, like, you're so used to watching in a certain way. Also, was anybody else annoyed by the width and the left side of the screen that the pitcher, batter, and catcher were on? It was off kilter.
Yeah,
on the Fox broadcast.
Sometimes that happens just because you can't place your camera where you want. But at a baseball game, that shouldn't typically be the case.
I was like, did they like FanDuel Sports Ohio not allow them to take the Camberwell position?
It didn't make any sense. I mean,
perhaps
score.
Not. Yeah, and also officially, if you're keeping score on last night's game at home, which why am I even saying that out loud? Pete Armstrong grounded it into a force out is how it was officially scored. First baseman Spencer Steer to left fielder or center fielder T.J. Friedl to shortstop Ellie De La Cruz. Moises Ballesteros out at second. But we know it was a lot more than that.
So that's a 3-9-4 on the putout?
3-9-6.
Oh, Friedl was at short. Okay. Six.
Yeah.
No, wait. I thought...
To shortstop Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, De La Cruz. Oh, okay. I got it. Friedl was in right field. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
The true nerds always want to know
how
you score.
I want to know how
to
score. I agree. If you're scoring at home or even if you're alone, you know?
Home alone scoring. That happens. People keep score by themselves watching games. Yeah. I have a blank score template at home.
The joke is from old ESPN. Like, if you're scoring at home or even if you're alone because you're home scoring, you know, the hookup.
I hear you.
I still want baseball.
Long before Netflix and chill, people were just, you know, watching a movie. Back to the Dallas Cowboys. Take that tape out of there and put the other tape of the movie in.
Is this where I tell you I have the 1995 Super Bowl on VHS at my mom's house?
Does she have a working VCR?
She does. She doesn't. Wow. She's a librarian, man. They know how to archive.
I mean, I got Bulls VHSs. My buddy Fez does too. We used to watch those all the time.
How recently did you watch your last Bulls VHS?
Now that's been a while now. It's been a while, like probably 20 years. But I'm just saying, like, when we were in early adulthood, we would be like, oh, let's watch those VHSs, man. Let's get together and watch the 1992 Bulls of the Portland series. Or let's watch the Shrug. Let's do it. That was great.
What's the most viewed VHS tape you've ever seen?
What do you mean?
As far as what have you watched more times than anything else on VHS?
Oh, that's a great question.
Right? Is it a sporting event? Is it a movie? I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know either, because a lot of times we would record stuff off of TV. So yeah. Like if there was something you really wanted to watch,
you'd
tape it. Like an episode of The Oprah Show, my mom would have me like program the VCR to record it on time.
Because your mom couldn't do it because parents couldn't program VCRs.
I think that's also right. Her giving me something to do.
Oh, that was nice. Layla needed something to do?
Or like technology and stuff.
Ah, yes.
Kids always need something.
That's what I mean.
That's a deep quote for some of you.
Have
technology
you met kids?
And stuff.
Have I met who?
Kids, they always need something to do.
Well, yeah, they need something to do, and they're usually more technologically sound, especially in this day and age. I mean, you're not going to come to me, Marshall, or Layla for your technical issue. You're going to go to the children. You're like, going to go to my nieces and nephews.
I am a child. My mom calls me when she needs help with the DVR.
Well, see, that's your mom. I'm saying, like, the three of us are too old to be helping out with stuff. Yeah, I mean, like...
We are technologically advanced.
I mean,
would you come to me or would you go to...
I don't use ChatGPT, and I don't use Grok or whatever it's called. I don't use it.
Grok? The hell is Grok?
It's a warship. Yeah,
it's the AI for Twitter.
Gronk. AI. I thought that was Allen Iverson.
Exactly.
But no,
that was an actual schedule release video, by the way.
If you put an iPad in front of a kid, they'll find something. They'll know exactly what to do.
Yeah,
it's insane.
That's what my nieces and nephews are for. Here, take care of this for me. Yep, no problem. And they've done like 8 things that I don't understand that they just did.
Oh yeah, where were they when you got hacked and you're telling everybody about the house you got with crypto or whatever?
Oh my God, yeah, nowhere to be found. I found them apparently because of all the errant emails and text messages that were being triggered from my computer and from my bad social media accounts. I've given up on social media. I have it, but
well, that's because you keep really getting hacked.
I know,
because we got to do the dual
again?
Factor.
Just
do dual factor authentication.
Okay, all right,
we can set that up for you.
You and I gotta sit down sometime, Layla, because okay, now I'm doing it. Layla, will you help me?
I can't.
Will
yes.
you help me, Layla?
The app is already
younger than me.
The app is already on your phone because you use it for our work, so I can help you set up other accounts through the multi-factor authenticator.
Okay, I kind of have enjoyed like not being feeling intensely required to jump on Twitter for everything, and I save it for the radio. I feel like I'm better on the radio.
I've been told
now.
To tweet more, even though I'm shadow banned.
818, the documentary Hands on a Hard Body on VHS. Okay, true story. My first quote on air job, and I was not actually on air in TV, was in Longview, Texas, where I did have to cover the Hands on a Hard Body contest. It is where,
I don't know what that is.
It was where all these people stood around a pickup truck, and you kept your hand on the pickup truck for as long as possible.
Is.
And it ended in a really horrible way, but that was prior to the documentary, I think.
How did it end?
Somebody, one of the contest members, unfortunately, had committed suicide in the year I covered it.
You know, it's a good one.
It was pretty bad.
Porn, that's a good one. VHS. I'm sure there's a lot of guys listening that wore out the VHS via porn.
Wait, what hour of the day do you, this isn't overnight with Les?
And Girls Gone Wild. Girls Gone Wild.
My goodness. Yep.
There's a documentary about that now, by the way.
You guys really? Is that irreverent to say porn? I mean, my God.
It was just the way you said it. Like, it was a recommendation that nobody had ever heard of.
No, but we're asking, like, what is on VHS did you watch the most? I bet there's a lot of dudes and women who had a lot of VHS porn.
Love how you didn't want to discriminate there by and women.
Well, yeah.
So
men are more visual.
Let's go to a commercial break because that's the only way this ends. But also, we're going to do predictions next with our crew for the Bears and Cowboys game.
Oh,
you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be at Riot Fest tonight, Mark Grody.
Who's this?
This is Blink 182.
Oh, okay.
I'm a late bloomer to Blink 182.
I just like learning about new bands.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't like them when they came out. Like, when did they come out? Like, late 90s?
Early 2000s,
Early 2000s. I was just, like, too into the alternative hard rock scene to accept Blink 182 as light punk and too melodious and maybe candy-ish, but for some reason I now love. I didn't want to break my thermos that
you
Layla
won't
gave
break
me.
It.
I started getting into them and loving them. I thought it was really cool that the lead singer was hangs out at Padres games. And, like, they sing his song during Padres games, which is so cool. So, I'm a huge fan of Blink 182 all of a sudden, and here they are, so I'm going to go see them.
We have some breaking Bears news, and this is good before predictions.
Bears.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Brad Biggs, talking football with us. He has reported this. The Bears have ruled out 5 players for Sunday's game against Dallas.
Just in time for predictions.
3 of them are quarterbacks.
Dak? Corner. My bad.
Should we do number one?
Number one.
Number one.
Jalen Johnson, groin.
Number two.
Kyler Gordon, hamstring.
Number three.
Jalen Jones, hamstring.
Number four.
TJ Edwards, hamstring.
Number five.
Karan Amagaji with an elbow.
What?
I'm just letting you know.
He's had a lot of reps.
They do practice. By the way,
he never plays.
Even if you're not active, these guys do practice, by the way.
You can get hurt in practice.
Yes. Especially when they had as intensive a practice as they did on Wednesday, guys. They did have a hard practice.
I'm worried about Karan Amagaji's future as a Chicago Bear. I said it.
What gave you that idea?
Listen.
Thank you, Marshall.
Things are not looking up for him in the pantheon of offensive linemen at Hallis Hall.
Yeah. That's a distinction. Things are not looking up in the pantheon.
Thanks, Marshall.
Of
hot take from Marshall Harris. Write that down, Robbie. Things not looking up
in the
and
pantheon.
Marshall doesn't think he's going to make it. Write it down. You might want to put that in the open.
There's two that are questionable.
Who got?
Running back DeAndre Swift, questionable.
Swifty.
Terrifying.
That's not great.
And DeMarco Jackson.
He's a linebacker, by the way.
Yeah. I just said running back DeAndre Swift because I'm just reading people's reports.
No, I just know people when they hear that name, they're like, who? Yeah. And I'm just letting people know that he's a linebacker.
Fair enough. Feel like that quad injury is a little more serious than what I'm thinking it might be?
Well, Layla?
You better play against the Cowboys DeAndre Swift or else my prediction's going to look even worse, but I'm still saying the Bears win.
You know what?
I still think the Bears win by like 31-28. Or for some reason, I've been thinking it's like a one-point game. Like 31-30.
Are you like, was it Kevin Fishbane who said just the vibes? You're just riding the vibes?
No, this really has to do with how many yards they gave up to the Giants. Like when you give up over 500 yards to that New York Giants team and Russell Wilson's playing like it's like 2010, then yeah, I think it's valid to say... This is not the and they had to sign a guy immediately after the game. I think that gives you the indication that the Dallas defense is by no means a finished product for them, which means I think the Bears could take advantage of it.
What'd you say your score at 31-30?
Yeah, let it rip, Caleb Williams, go get him.
All right, so for me, knowing that Grady Jarrett is healthy and practiced in full and is off the injury report, along with wide receiver Jahdae Walker, that makes me. I won't even say more optimistic. It just makes me understand some people that were on the injury report will actually play in this game. Hopefully DeAndre Swift joins him, both because the Bears need him and he is on my fantasy team, so I need him. I've got the Bears falling in this game 34-28. I'm going to read exactly what I said over on 670thescore.com. I expect Caleb Williams to take another step forward in Ben Johnson's offense against the Cowboys defense that gave up 450 passing yards to Russell Wilson last week. But the injuries to key players on the Bears defense will be too much for Dennis Allen and company to overcome. The Bears are giving up more points than any team in the NFL, and I'll be shocked if that stat changes after this matchup against Dak Prescott.
Okay, I agree with you in that. I do think that Dallas is going to win the game. I am going Dallas 27, Bears 24. And look, you get Layla, you're right. I mean, the defense for Dallas right now is atrocious. The Cowboys have allowed 602 passing yards in 2 weeks, but we know all of the things that happened to the Bears last week in Detroit and the collapse, obviously, at Dallas. The reason I am picking Dallas ultimately is because they do, at this moment, have the better playmakers on offense with which to exploit the Bears' defense. I don't think the Bears will be able to exploit Dallas' defense as much as the other way around. Dak Prescott, who Ben Johnson said, and I know sometimes hyperbole is part of coaches talking about opponents, is playing at a very high level. CeeDee Lamb is going to be the best wide receiver on the field, I believe, is George Pickens has yet to get going, which scares me just a little bit. And they got a sneaky good tight end in Jake Ferguson as well. Javonte Williams seems to be back in form as well, having kind of recovered from his preseason injury. You have Miles Sanders as well. So they have a better running game. They have better receivers and a better quarterback right now. So I'll add all of that up, and I am saying that the Bears lose this game by 3 to the Dallas Cowboys.
Why say lot word when few word do trick right here? Cowboys defense, bad. Bears defense, worse. Cowboys offense, good. Bears offense, it's getting there. Give me Cowboys 37, Bears 31. Caleb Williams makes. We see progress in this one.
Ooh, more progress for Caleb.
He did
yay.
The chef's kiss. The like.
Babada boobity, yeah.
What you got, Ray?
I'm Peter leaning Griffin. Towards the same reasons. We all know this is a matchup between two bad defenses. But Bears defense, prove me wrong, please. But I'm going Cowboys 40, Bears 30.
40?
Yeah. 40 burger after a 50 burger.
Wow.
Prove me wrong, Bears defense.
So I am the one who picked the Cowboys to lose?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the Texas native. That makes sense.
Yeah, because we're all like, that's the team for which you root. We are harder on the teams that are in our hearts. Like, that's just true.
I've been gone for so long at this point.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, I think you see them with a more skeptical eye, the Cowboys, I'm saying, than we do.
Yeah.
It's tough love from Layla. That's what it is.
I
on her Cowboys.
Really don't think that's it. I think it's just, you gave up how much to who? Like, and that's how I feel about it.
They did pretty good against Philadelphia.
Yes, but Philadelphia didn't pass have Jalen Carter, and they didn't care. They were running the tush push every other down.
Yeah, they don't care.
So the Eagles are only Jalen Carter? What about all that great depth?
They just aren't like the whiz bang fireworks.
All they care about, just care about winning.
Okay, you guys want to enable the Eagles. Okay. All right.
They are the champions of the league.
That's why I'm saying that's pretty good. They only allow 24 points, the Dallas Cowboys, to the mighty Philadelphia Eagles.
Would you like to argue with us in person? You can do that. Next Thursday, join the Score and Budweiser live from 2 to 6 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. We will be live at a special time, 2 to 6, because Spiegel and Holmes are 10 to 2 that day. They have flights and they got to go to Vegas. Stop by to register to win special prizes from Budweiser and say hello before the Cubs game. It's all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud is for you. Coming up next, let's transition with the afternoon show on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.